challenges then of international trade. So we got five challenges that business would have if they're trading with other countries. So one, high costs. So because Ireland is an island, it's more expensive for us then to transport the goods. So the only option we'd have is to use a plane or a boat, and that can be quite expensive. Languages then, so businesses have to be able to communicate in different languages. So that can be quite challenging for them, especially if that language is not, if you don't have anybody there to speak that language. So for example, French or German or Japanese. Exchange rates then, three, so the change in the currency from countries that don't use the euro can be expensive. For example, if the euro increases in value, our exports are more expensive. So if we're selling to the likes of the UK or America, or even if we're importing from there, depending on the currency, can be more expensive if the currency goes up or fluctuates. Getting paid then, so it can be difficult to get paid from businesses in other countries. So a lot of trust goes on, especially in businesses, you'll have 30 days credit. So hopefully you're hoping that you build up a good relationship with them, that they're a reputable company. So you're going to be able to chase up any debts that they owe. And then competition then, so bigger market, bigger competition. If we're exporting to another country, there might be a market leader there. So how are you going to get into the market and get a share of that market so you can sell your product and service there? So what is the unique selling point? So five challenges of international trade: high cost, languages, exchange rates, getting paid, and competition.